Great to have you with us on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here. We're going to take a look at consumer issues on the show today. Boy, is this the time of the year when you can get scammed. And we hope we can save you some money and save you a lot of grief as we go through the show today with our two guests from the Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection. I'll be introducing them a bit more in a couple of minutes. But first, I want to talk about our year-end member drive. And I want you to think about how much you've learned from and enjoyed WPR programs in 2022. And here we've got 2023 right around the corner. Good time to take action and give the programs you rely on a strong start in the new year. How do you do it? Well, you go to WPR.org or you phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution. And I've got a helper with me today. One of it's not a Santa's helper. It's a Larry's helper, Jason Butler, from our own WPR. Jason, welcome. How are we doing, by the way?
Thanks for having me here today, Larry. We are doing pretty good. We heard from 21 donors last hour. Thank you for everyone who gave. We appreciate your gifts. We're looking, as Larry said, to fund our the programs into 2023. New hour, new goal, and our goal for this hour is to get 20 gifts.
Well, we could do that in the next couple of minutes. Help pay for the programs you rely on every day when you give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And when you donate to WPR, you'll be joining, I think it's over 50,000 other members.
50,000.
And, you know, you pull it all together, and that support makes up the largest source of our funding.
Mm-hmm. We're like a city together, you know, working. And your support, your support as a member of this city is powerful. You make all the programs possible at WPR, and you enjoy them, and you want others to do that. So make your gift now. You choose the amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I'm sure you first joined the WPR community as a listener, and maybe you tune in every day, and a lot of people do. But after a while, it's time to join the community as a donor as well as a listener. Funding the great programs on WPR certainly is a group effort. Mm-hmm.
We do it together, and it's together, but it's one gift at a time. It's $1 at a time. And if you've never given before, you can start with a donation of $100 or $10 a month, whatever amount is right for you. It's easy to give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I've listened all over the country, you know, traveling, you try to find the public stations. What we have here is so wonderful, and I don't think a lot of people realize it. And it is, for many people, I think it's, they can't get out, but they can find out what's going on by turning on the radio. I'm John Ink from Wausau, and Wisconsin Public Radio is my source for education information. It comes to you. You don't have to go hunt it down.
That's right, John. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your donation during our year-end member drive. Larry Mueller here with Jason Butler. The WPR programs you enjoy are all possible thanks to your support. And your contribution could be $10 a month, might be $100 a month. Whatever amount you choose makes a difference for all of us, our entire community.
Yeah, and it's so easy. Giving to WPR is the easiest thing you'll do all day. All it takes is a few minutes of your time and a gift in any amount, say $10 a month.
And that donation comes back to you every day in the form of engaging programs. So show your support at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And please give as generously as you can.
Mm-hmm. We're looking for 19 more of you, 19 more people to support WPR programs in the next 50 minutes or so. And we're going to meet our goal. WPR is listener powered. That's why your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is so important.
And you can show off your public radio pride over a game of euchre or or maybe go fish with our WPR playing cards. These have been a big hit among the staff here. We've all managed to get our hands on a deck of those cards, and they're fun. And it's available only today while supplies last when you make a gift of any amount in support of WPR programs. So you want a new euchre deck? Now's the time to do it. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution.
I'm more likely to be in the go fish category. And I want to speak to sustaining members. Thank you, sustainers. You know what? You can make today the day that you increase your support of WPR by $5 or $10 a month. Whatever amount you choose at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And Lily in Williams Bay says, I appreciate the thought-provoking, credible discussions. Nancy in Dadgeville says, through the years, WPR has always been there with information, laughs, and respect for its listeners. I certainly think we have that. So your gift right now, very important, at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Thank you so much for that. Jason, you'll come back and be with us a bit.
Yeah,
later.
See you in a few minutes.
All right. And why is he not coming back for a few minutes? Well, because we have the stars of the show with us today, Laura Sutherland and Michelle Reinen back with us. Laura is the administrator for the Division of Trade and Consumer Protection. Laura, good to see your smiling face.
Nice to see you, Larry.
As well, Michelle Reinen, who's been with us a long, long time over the years. She is the Executive Policy Initiatives Advisor within the Division of Trade and Consumer Protection. Michelle, good to see you as well.
Good to see you. Always great to be here.
So as we talk with these experts, I hope you'll join in. We'll talk about what you should know about the latest scams and answer your questions. Maybe you have a consumer's concern. If you do, give us a call. The number is 800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to ideas@WPR.org. Michelle, there are lots of deals and lots of shopping going on this time of the year. What tips do you have to protect your wallet and your personal information?
Yeah, this year seems like no other in that these sales started really early, which has been helpful for consumers. But you've seen the term Black Friday for many weeks beyond even the official Black Friday after Thanksgiving. And certainly we experience Cyber Monday, but we need to be sure that consumers aren't going to be disappointed at the end of the day. So these tips are really centered around that. Be sure you're reviewing those vendors' policies about returns, refunds, exchanges, even the shipping and handling, because you want to fully understand before you make that purchase, really the commitment that you're making to that purchase. You know, maybe it's a deep discounted clearance item, so it may not be returnable if you're not getting the fit, the color, the make, the model just right. That could be pretty disappointing to the gift recipient at the end of the day. And then always be considering safety when you're making your purchase. And here it primarily aligns with kids' toys, making sure you're reading those warning labels, paying attention to the age grading on a toy. That age grading is scientifically backed. It's tested at laboratories, Underwriter Laboratories, or UL, as you'll see labels related to ASTM standards and different numbers that have been met there. That's the American Society for Testing of Materials. And really that age grading is about the physical development of a child and not the mental development. So those choking standards that are out there are about how a child's throat develops and as they grow, and not, you know, how smart they are to put building blocks together in advance that way. So you do need to be paying attention to those labels and stick within those frameworks there for the children you're buying toys for. And then in our other really big tip that's just general to however you're shopping is, know that a seller needs to honor that lowest advertised price. And if you see something on a shelf for $2 and you get up to the register and it scans for $3.50, say something. But, you know, be courteous, be polite. Maybe the person handling the cashier station, or maybe you're at self-checkout and they can't deal with it there. You might have to go up to customer service. And if it still isn't handled, reach out to Consumer Protection. Almost everyone has a smartphone in their pocket these days. So you could always, if you are concerned something's going to be in question, take a photo of the shelf price, you know, with the package and stuff. So when you get up to the counter, if something rings wrong, you can point it out, because usually someone's got to walk back to the shelf and verify what's posted there and everything. So that could reduce a little bit of stress for everybody if that's happening. But those are those big general things. And then, you know, we have some online tips that we always talk about.
That's different. Let's go into more detail on that, because there are even perhaps more opportunities to be scammed online than in person.
Yeah, we talked a lot during our last visit in October about cybersecurity, and some of these certainly align with that. If you didn't pay attention and didn't update your device at that point in time, before you do your online shopping, be sure you're doing and uploading any updates that need to be done, or downloading any updates to your device. Make sure your system is secure as it can be before you are shopping and protected from viruses and malware. And then, you know, the great thing about those mobile devices is you can shop at any point in time, but be thoughtful about it. You know, don't be grabbing a public Wi-Fi or a generalized hotspot type situation to shop quickly. Use your own cellular service, if you will, to do that shopping rather than grabbing that public Wi-Fi, so you don't have any concerns about security in making those purchases if you're doing it over a cup of coffee at the coffee shop there. And being aware of cookies. You know, we see often whenever you go to a site, accept cookies. If you want to shop here, sometimes you can ignore it. Sometimes you can limit the cookies, or you can decline the cookies. And I'm not talking the ones for Santa's snacks.
No, you know,
they're the online cookies that are, it's that data that's saved to your device, and it's used by legitimate companies to do that target marketing or that tailor advertisements to your interest. But scammers can use these as well to really entice you into clicking a fake ad. So don't allow cookies from websites you don't fully trust. And that means you really need to know where you're at on the website. Be cautious of those fake retailers, those imposters that are imitating the big box stores, that are offering those deep discounts, too good to be true prices, because you often will be handing over your information to a scammer, never see the product, or maybe be getting an imitation product instead if something ever does show up.
Yeah. And those cookies, I hate to accept cookies even from companies that I know, to be perfectly honest. I think a lot of people are like that, too.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about it. We've tried to train people, if you will. You know, we don't want people tracking our every want and need, or even view that we have, or interest. And so that cookies is a big collection of information out there, and it's not always comfortable to accept them, and it can be hard to do shopping without accepting them in a limited form.
Yeah. Michelle Reinen and Laura Sutherland, our guests today as we talk consumer scams with them. And I hope you'll join in if you have a question or comment or maybe an experience to share. The number to call is 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Or you could email us, the email address, ideas@WPR.org. Ideas@WPR.org. Trying to save you a little money during our year-end member drive, and maybe you can use a little of what you save to help us out here at Wisconsin Public Radio. We have programs every day that keep you in touch, informed, inspired, maybe help you save some money like we're trying to do today, or a lot of grief. Like we're trying to save you today. And your gift right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 is so important. As we end this year and look forward to 2023, and Jason Butler with me back. He skidded back into the studio all breathless and
just like Bugs Bunny. I just scooped in here.
Scooped right in. We've got left in the hour for 38 minutes. Mm-hmm. Are we doing?
Yeah, we got about 38 minutes left. We're looking for 14 more of you to join us. Join us by making a gift. Make your gift to support the programs you enjoy and rely on every day, like Larry Mueller.
Well, I tell you what, we're listener-powered here at WPR, and that means that your donation right now makes a big difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Mm-hmm. And it's a new year, and you're probably going to make a New Year's resolution, and here's one you can take care of in just a few minutes, and it's one you'll be glad to keep. You want to support your source for information, entertainment, money savings. Do it right now. Make your year-end gift to WPR at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And sustaining members, they do it most of the time every month. They provide vital and stable support for WPR. If you're already a sustainer, thank you for your ongoing support. If you aren't a sustainer yet, you could become one right now.
Yeah, this is the best thing. As a sustainer, you'll make ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or credit card. It's easy to set up at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and you'll feel really good every time you listen, knowing that your support is always current.
Public radio has enriched my life in so many ways. When I was a new mother back in the 1990s, and I became hooked on Wisconsin Public Radio. I've been an avid listener, and each day of my life is enriched because of the depth of the topics offered, the balanced dialogue that the hosts and the guests both offer. The Ideas Network makes me a better mother and a better citizen, and I'm so thankful for it.
Well, I've got a good tip for you. A good way to help us out here at Wisconsin Public Radio is to give right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. I was so enthralled with that comment that I forgot that I was supposed to talk next, Jason.
I don't believe that.
Well, here we are in our year-end member drive, Larry Mueller with Jason Butler. Listener support is the biggest source of funding for our shows, and that's why your gift. Maybe it's $10 a month. Maybe it's $100 a month. Whatever amount you choose, it really does have an important impact.
Mm-hmm. Let's go back to the big board. We've got about 37 minutes left. We're looking for 14 more of you to join WPR, make a gift to WPR. These hourly goals are set up to make sure we have the funding that we rely on to provide you the programs that you enjoy. So make your donation now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And you know, the reason we are able to provide quality news and great talk shows, I love having the consumer protection folks on as an example, and we do a lot of entertainment as well on these airwaves. One of the big reasons for that is we have 50,000 individuals and households who choose to support WPR.
Yeah, and we work, you know, it's like the honor system. We're trusting you to do your part. Join this team effort with your gift right now of, say, $10 a month. You decide the amount, and then make your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And when you're doing that, don't forget to ask for your WPR playing cards. It's a traditional card deck. And the cool thing about it, it's got illustrations of Wisconsin wildlife.
These are so gorgeous.
They're really pretty.
They're so lovely. Yeah.
Any amount, a gift of any amount at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And we'll send you a deck of cards. Mm-hmm. Step up right now. And I've got to tell you that the gift is only available today, and it's only available while supplies last. So if I were you, I'd do it right now.
You get those playing cards. You know, we're looking for 14 more people to make a gift, but there's one that we're really looking for, and it's you. Make that gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. It's so important.
I was really glad to hear from Louise in Wauwatosa. As she said, well, I appreciate this show, Larry, and every other guest who gives interesting and reliable information. And Peggy in La Crosse says, thank you for keeping me informed and entertained every day. Your gift right now, so important, at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And thank you. Trying to help you out with a little safe holiday shopping and taking a look at consumer protection issues with our guests from the Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection, Division of Consumer Protection, Laura Sutherland. She's the director of it. Michelle Reinen's the Executive Policy Initiatives Advisor. Give a call at 1-800-642-1234, or you can email us to ideas@WPR.org. And let's take some calls. Donna in Couderay, we'll give you a chance. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Good morning. And I want you to know I'm a sustainer because you're a big part of it. You've been there with us for a long time, Larry.
Thank you, Donna.
And I enjoy your guests, too. Anyway, I'm calling because I get a lot. It seems like the last 6 months it's been really terrible. A lot of these emails that are selling things, but they're referring to pervert stuff. I mean, I won't even open them and look at them in another tab. But they're referring to body parts I've never had, and selling me women and just stuff like that. And I have never, I'm the only one that uses my flip phone or my computer. I've never, ever gone to a site like that. And I also noticed that I do have Yahoo Mail, that Yahoo has been wanting to sell me some extra feature, which I don't open either because I don't know what to expect. I'm just wondering, where do these things come from, and how do you stop them?
Okay, well, let's see. Who wants to take that?
I'll try, and maybe Michelle will chime in. Thanks for your call. I think what she described, Larry, we all are experiencing,
yeah.
Right? It is. You just get deluged with these things. You know, there are a couple things I would say. Oftentimes, there may be some activity that you don't think you've engaged in, but you did, and it kind of triggers it, and it'll spike for a while, and then it'll subside. That's true with phone calls as well. So ignoring them, as you say, is a really good idea. The other thing is there are apps out there that you can use. They do cost, you know, sometimes they'll cost like $1 a month or $1.99 a month, but I encourage that. I actually use one and it will unenroll you from certain things. And so that really cuts back on the spam emails. The other thing is there are email accounts that segregate your emails for you. So they'll segregate them into a primary and promotion. And so then if it's all promotion, you don't have to look at it. And those tend to subside if you stop clicking on them. But the reality is it's really, really very difficult to once they start coming in. And I think you're right to ignore them. Michelle, I don't know, do you have any other ideas besides apps that she could download to sort of stem the tide?
Yeah, since it is email, you can sometimes set up a rule to have these automatically go to junk. You know, I think, Laura, that's part of what you're getting at with what these apps do. And as far as a place to report them, because they're of a particular nature, you can report to what's called IC3.gov. And this is the Internet Crime Center. So I is in the letter I, and then C as in cat, and the number 3.gov. So you can report suspicious criminal email activity there. And because of some of what you've said in the nature of them, I think that it would be worth reporting these to that government site.
That makes a lot of sense. Donna, good luck, and thank you so much for calling. Dennis in Two Rivers, we'll give you a chance. Hi, Dennis.
Hi. As far as clicking accept for cookies, at least with the websites I've seen in almost microscopic print, they have clicking accept also means accepting the terms and conditions. So for those, I use a private browser and figure, well, I click on accept because as far as I know, the private browser just doesn't accept any of that stuff. I'll hang up and listen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a great idea. I actually also do incognito surfing, and I use a private browser as well. Alternatively, typically you can hit rather than hit accept cookies, you can hit the disclaimer, and then you can click you only want the cookies that they absolutely need to make the site function. And so I do that. But absolutely, using a private browser is really helpful. And I honestly, you know, that leads back into the call we just had. You know, the more you're tracked, the more you're likely to get these unsolicited emails and pop-ups and texts, because they're tracking your browsing history. And, you know, we all have the story of we look at that pair of shoes, and then that pair of shoes lives in our social feed until we buy them.
You know, even after you buy them, they're still there.
Yes, exactly. I mean, everybody needs two pairs of stilettos. But yeah, so an incognito is a great idea. But also, you know, and this is just a good opportunity to say e-commerce is super useful. It makes things very easy, but it does require us to be diligent. And part of that diligence is clicking on and reading those cookies and making sure we're engaging. Because you know, with the ease comes a little bit of responsibility. You know, one other thing I'll say on this front, Larry, Michelle and I went to a cybersecurity summit during October. And one of the things they told us is that over 90% of the breaches are human error. You know, So we do have there. They are related to people clicking that phishing link or things that, you know, and I'm not blaming the victim. I think it's very difficult to not get caught up in this, but it is interesting to know that the vast, vast majority of the way scammers get us is by tricking us to do things, not with brute force and breaking in without our participation. So,
yeah, unfortunately. Louise in Richland Center. Hi, Louise.
Hi.
What's on your mind?
Well, my husband recently had a fraudulent charge on his credit card, which he discovered when he tried to use it for a couple of online accounts that he had. And he, through a number of phone calls and emails and so forth, he eventually got it straightened out. But a day or two prior to this discovery, we had two phone calls. They came at night. They were after dinner. Two phone calls that were clearly robocalls saying that it was the card member service fraud department. His name was given in a foreign accent. We got these two calls. I was assuming that this was some kind of a scam, so I hung up. But it seems like they were apparently legitimate, given what he found out later, that his card had been used by someone else. So my point is this, that, you know, we're also weary of phone calls, of robocalls or scam calls. And if this was a legitimate call,
Yeah, I get your meaning here, Louise. Michelle, do you want to comment?
Yeah, I totally understand what you're saying there. And that's something we have grappled with quite a bit in our messaging of, you know, what happens when it's legitimate or that. So there are different ways that you can sign up to be notified of activity from your credit card company. You can sign up for fraud alerts with them, and they could come by email or text, and that would be direct messaging that you can sign up. But you're right, all of them have on the back of them card services, you know, card member services. They all use that phrase. And it's certainly, again, what, you know, probably 10, 15 years ago, quote, Rachel, you know, was from card member services in that scam. The important part of one of these messages is that you don't provide your information. You receive this call and they're contacting you from the credit card company because they think there's fraudulent activity. They're reaching out to you about something. You should not have to provide, verified, or confirm. And that makes it difficult for them to know they're talking to somebody legitimate, But they could say, we see activity of $59 that just happened in Texas. And that's something to be like, no, or yeah, you know, maybe that does happen. And you can confirm with them who they are. But the other thing is, if you're concerned, you hang up and you flip your card over and you call the number on the back of your card and say, I just received from the, I believe from the fraud department, something about suspicious activity. Can we go through it? So then you're reaching out, you know who you're talking to and you can feel more comfortable, but you're right. It's this balancing act we now have to do and feel comfortable. But there are ways and services that you can be monitoring your activity pretty regularly on your card now safely.
And Louise, thank you so much for calling. Mel emailed and wonders, is it possible to get rid of cookies after you've accepted them?
My understanding is you can clear cookies from your browser.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the reality is once they've got your information and they've tracked you, then that ship has sailed. So you certainly can start fresh, you know, clear your browsing history, clear all your cookies, and that you can just go into the settings and do that. But you can't put the genie back in the bottle. I mean, you're still going to get that notification about the shoes you keep looking at that you haven't bought.
Yeah. You can restart your computer, too. I can restart my computer if I get something that says, you can't look at this without getting rid of your cookies. I just restart my computer and it clears the cookies.
Yeah. Yeah.
In one quick snap, which is very, very nice. It's a smart thing to do. Smart thing to do for me would be to get Jason Butler back in here because we're in our year-end member drive. Excuse me. And your support is vital to all the programs on WPR. It's the largest source of funding, as we've said many times. And really, I hope you'll take a couple of minutes right now. Do it now to support these programs that you count on. A year-end gift would be wonderful. To do it, go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution. And where are we at, Jason? We got about 20 minutes left
here,
or so.
Here I come, Larry. We're looking for about 10 more people to join us this hour. We've got 20 minutes left. And when you give, you're going to fund Larry the wonderful conversations that he provides for you every day, this safety and cost savings information. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, already during this show, we've had many very specific tips of information from Laura and Michelle on how to save and how to protect yourself. Really good information. And it's the kind of information I think you're probably only going to get here. And you're probably only going to find WPR as a listener-supported station to go to for that kind of help. And when you give at WPR.org or you phone 888-202-2552, you make this hour and many more hours possible. So I hope you'll choose an amount that works for you. Take a couple of minutes and make your gift.
Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes you get more than you pay for. The Larry Mueller Show is absolutely one of those places. And WPR is also a place where that's true every day. Consider a gift of $2 a day to support the radio programs you love.
Hard to buy much for $2 anymore, but at Wisconsin Public Radio, $2 a day makes a lot of news, talk, and music possible. $2 a day, that's $60 a month. Except in February when it's a little less.
And it's only 57, yeah.
But I tell you what, you can make that gift right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Hi, I'm Marilyn from Madison, Wisconsin. It's just so much a part of me. I know it's always there for me. It's the only station, I think, that I have practically on my car radio. That and a little classic rock. And when I was on the road going to all the little metropoli as poet laureate in Wisconsin, the towns and villages, it was always there. You know, I never felt like I was out of the loop. It just comes with me every day during my day, sort of like a dog. A very friendly dog. So if you're a listener, why not try to be a sustainer? You won't have to feel one bit guilty anymore for not having done it. When you listen to Wisconsin Public Radio, you can be proud that you are part of the team.
You know, Marilyn's a great poet, but she also has a nice radio voice. I think I like that voice. It's a selling voice, and it's reminding you to make your contribution now, and you do it by going to WPR.org, or you phone 888-202-2552 and make your donation. Larry Mueller here with Jason Butler. And your support during our drive makes the shows you rely on possible. Your gift could be 10 and 20 bucks a month. Whatever amount you choose is the right amount.
You might be wondering, how much should I give? That really is up to you. There's an amount that's right for you. Make that amount. Your contribution of any amount will be turned into the programs that'll keep you informed and entertained all year long.
And the important thing is to make that gift right now in the amount that's right for you at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And I really want to personally thank you for making this investment. It serves this show, and it serves our whole programming, and it really serves the entire community of Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm. And we have a lot to be thankful for. I've just looked at the big board, and folks, we have met our goal for the hour. Thank you, everyone who has donated. We appreciate those gifts. WPR is listener-powered. The Larry Mueller Show is listener-powered. And that's why your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is so important.
And you can show off your public radio pride over a game of euchre. Emily and I play a lot of cribbage.
Oh, cribbage is great.
And we've used that deck of cards for cribbage, and it's fun. Maybe you've got a youngster and you want to play Go Fish, or maybe Michelle and Lara want to try out a game of
rummy from time to time.
Rummy? Yeah. Okay, well, that's good. Anyway, a deck of those cards, only available today, only while supplies last. So make your gift any amount for the cards in support of WPR programs. So just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
I want to get a comment in here from Delilah in Mesomania, who says, thank you, Larry, for your consistently fascinating, useful, and entertaining interviews and topics. Moses in Delafield says, from hot topics to garden tips to great music, WPR fills my life with good things.
Oh, thank you both so much. Your gift right now is so important. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552, and thank you. Thanks so much for listening in today on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here taking a look at safe holiday shopping and consumer scams with our two guests from the Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection, Michelle Reinen and Lara Sutherland. Great to have them back. They come by every couple of months to talk with you about consumer issues. And if you have a question for them or maybe an experience, I hope you'll join in. Number to call, 1-800-642-1234, or email to ideas@wpr.org. Let's go to Jim and Coleman next. Hi, Jim. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
What's on your mind?
Well, this is the time of year where we see a lot of Medicare Advantage advertising, and it hits me that some of this advertising is a little bit misleading. In fact, you know, Medicare Advantage isn't really Medicare. It's private insurance that your Medicare money goes to. So I was just interested in your take on that.
Okay. So it's the way things can be advertised are definitely can be misleading, Michelle.
Yeah, certainly. And this is always an area we try and talk about during the Medicare open enrollment period, because certainly the scammers are out there trying to take advantage. And then there's also that layer of maybe a company that might be being a little bit deceptive in their practices. And Medicare wants to know about these situations. They monitor the marketplace. And we, any complaint that we receive in this area of this nature, we make sure we get it to Medicare because there are very specific regulations for those that participate in that and what they do. And we have that relationship with our region to be able to get the complaints there. So certainly there are the supplements and there are the advantages of the private insurance that you can have. And Medicare can be very complicated as well. And you should go to the Medicare website if you have questions or file those complaints and report those advertisements that you think are more misleading in nature, so they can be taking a look at it and making sure that they're at least following those regulations there. And then within our state, we have the Office of Commissioner of Insurance that then monitors the remainder of the insurance marketplace to make sure that advertisements are following and not being misleading in that nature as well.
Yeah. Jim, thank you. Appreciate the call. Tony in Oxford, let's go to you next. Hi, Tony.
Yes, hello. I have a question. On my computer in the last few weeks, I've been getting these pop-ups where it pops up a new tab and it's advertising for, you know, some kind of odds and ends of stuff or some gossip column thing, and I just can't get rid of it. I run malware, I run virus, and nothing gets rid of it.
Have you blocked pop-ups on your computer in your settings? Have you used your pop-up blocker? Does it still
go
through that?
No, I haven't done that, but it's just, you know, I don't know why it would happen like all of a sudden like that.
Yeah, you never know. That's a hard one to actually answer that part of the question, Tony.
Sometimes when you do an update, things get reset and you have to go back in. I don't know if you did an update on your computer, but I would just go back and check your pop-up blocker and see if that helps.
Where do you go to check that out? I'm sure somebody was wondering that right now. Michelle, how do you find that?
Well, let me think.
Go to settings, I assume?
Yeah, it's going to be in your settings, and it'll be under your internet browser, because okay. I think you can set it per your browser as well. Laura, you look like you've got more of an answer there.
No, that's what I would say. I mean, I think it depends on your browser.
All right, so go to your browser and find that blocker and go to it, Tony. It's going to be fairly obvious, I think, once you get in there. Mike and Sheldon emailed us. And said, your guest said the store has to give you the listed price. A lot of times when he tries this, even if they go back and see that it was in that spot, they will say that it wasn't supposed to be there. And then they won't give him the price.
Well, there's going to be a difference in that spot in shell drawn versus a tag that matches the product and says something. So, if there's I'm just going to pick Lifesavers for whatever reason, a 12-ounce package and a 20-ounce package, and the 20 ounces in the 16-ounce place, that's not the same product as what the sticker and the ad in that promotion is for. So they're not going to give you the price on the 20-ounce one, most likely, because that isn't matching, that isn't the product. But if that 16-ounce package were it had a shelf price that said $2 on it and you took it up there and they wouldn't give it to you for that. That's certainly something that they should be honored. And if they don't, you should contact Consumer Protection about it. But it's for the product, not people who put things in wrong places or misshelving.
Yeah. And they should explain that. I mean, the store people, if they go back and look, they should come back and explain why they're not honoring it for sure. Connie in Portage, your turn. Hi, Connie.
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
I called this. They're advertising on television all the time, $9.95 for life insurance. And all these people, I mean, to really help. Well, funerals cost $10,000. I called in for $9.95 a month. You get $500. I thought people should know about that.
Oh, well, see, Connie, you were doing some due diligence. I guess it's okay for her to have called, Laura, but...
Yeah, file that, and if it's too good to sounds too good to be true, it is too good to be true. Yeah, I mean, we can't, you know, one of the things that I think is hard sometimes when you think about consumer protection is bad businesses that are just, it's a bad product is not illegal, right? It's mm-hmm. it's about deception and being unfair. And but they can, if they can talk you into paying for something that's not very helpful, a lot of times there's nothing we can do about it. So good on you for calling and figuring it out not falling for it.
So. By the way, we haven't even mentioned this yet, but if people have a complaint and they think, well, consumer protection ought to handle this, how do they get a hold of you? What's the number or what's the email or the website?
You can go to our website, of course, any time of day. You can file complaints from there and find our fact sheets, and that is datcp.wi.gov. Again, datcp.wi.gov. Or our consumer protection hotline at DadCap is open, during regular business hours, 7:45 to 4:30 weekdays. And that is 800-422-7128. And they'll send you out a complaint form or fact sheets if you need them, or they can email them to you as well. Answer some questions about the different regulations and you know what you're experiencing there.
Michelle Reinen and Laura Sutherland are guests today from the Division of Consumer Protection within the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection. Jason Butler back with me again here during our year-end member drive, and we're sort of getting to the top of the hour. And so I want to urge you now, if you haven't done it already, to join in and support the programs you rely on all year long. And your gift, well, you give it at WPR.org, or you can phone 888-202-2552 and make that contribution.
Thank you, Larry. And your gift right now is so important, because when you give, you support the programs you rely on every day.
And thank you so much if you've already given. If you haven't, the time is right now. Give at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
Yeah, and shows today, Larry's bringing you on consumer protection. This gives you the information that you need when you need it as you're living your life. Larry and his producers, Jill and Clara, are deliberate. And so, you know, when you're doing your holiday shopping, they want you to be safe and save money while you're in the store and while you're online. And you hear these kinds of shows, not just today or during the holiday season, but all year long. You know, support that. WPR is listener supported. That means you'll support that show when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Choose an amount that works for you. Take just a few minutes and make your gift.
And while you're at it, ask for those WPR playing cards when you donate any amount today. It's a traditional card deck. But what's different about it is that it kind of celebrates the natural beauty of Wisconsin's wildlife. The cards are really pretty. So a good time to show your love for WPR while playing your favorite card games. Be it euchre, cribbage, or whatever, available today only for your gift, any amount, at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You're busy. It can be difficult to squeeze in all the day's to-dos, but no matter how challenging your schedule is, it's always fast and convenient to make your contribution to WPR online. Just go to WPR.org. With secure online pledging, you can pick the amount you want to give, how you'd like to pay, and even ask for a thank you gift. It's secure, quick, and pledging your support is a simple, easy task that has a huge impact. It funds all the in-depth news, thoughtful conversations, and excellent music and entertainment that are a part of your everyday, no matter how busy things get. So give now at WPR.org. Of course, you can always give us a call at 888-202-2552.
And by the way, don't forget to ask for those playing cards when you do make your contribution at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here with Jason Butler. The programs you enjoy are possible thanks to your support. And your contribution, be it $10 a month, $100 a month, $200 a month, whatever amount you choose, it makes a difference for our entire community.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, everyone who's out there, who you've already given. We appreciate your gifts so much. Those of you who haven't, now's the time. Give now. You can see what the playing cards look like. They're beautiful illustrations at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Your gift funds the programs that you enjoy, like Larry Mueller today.
Yeah, it absolutely does. And we have over 50,000 contributors that are regular donors to the Ideas Network. That may be around 10% of our total audience, could be. Your gift of $10 or $20 a month makes radio available, intelligent radio available to the entire state and even beyond. So you can see why your gift is so powerful. Mm-hmm.
That's a big impact, and you can do that in just a few minutes. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. You'll choose the amount.
Yeah, and now's a great time, by the way, to become a sustaining member. Easy to set up, convenient, ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or your credit card. Easy to do. You can get started at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Joyce in Schofield says, this station is always on when I'm in my car. It's on when I'm in my car, too. And that's why I contribute, and that's why Jason and I would love to have you do it, too. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution. We'll take a quick look at the news, and then our guests Michelle and Laura will be back to take your questions right after this look at the news. Stay with us. Great to have you with us on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here taking a look at consumer issues, consumer scams, which are really, I mean, they're there all year, but I think there are lots more ways, it feels like, during the holiday season to of unscrupulous people want to separate you from your money. And there's a couple of people who are fighting hard to make that not happen. Laura Sutherland, Administrator for the Division of Trade and Consumer Protection, and the other, Michelle Reinen, Executive Policy Initiatives Advisor within the Division of Trade and Consumer Protection. Need some advice? Give a call. The number is 800-642-1234. Email to ideas at WPR.org. I wanted to talk about charities for a minute. They're, you know, I've been giving quite a bit the last month, sort of adding to the places that I give at the end of the year. How do you know you're giving to a legit organization?
Larry, it's a great question, and I'm glad you posed it. You're right. A lot of times, a lot of folks are giving during this holiday season. Giving Tuesday was last week, and a lot of giving around that time. But there are a lot of scammers in this space, and you're right that there's an uptick in the holiday season. So first of all, when you are looking to donate, if someone is soliciting a donation from you, so separate and apart from you seeking one out, but if someone is soliciting it, a pop-up or an email or a telephone call, you absolutely need to do your homework before you respond. Do not respond to unsolicited charitable requests without doing your homework. This is because there's a lot of lookalike charities out there. There's a lot of scam charities out there, or there's just a lot of charities that don't have the chops. And maybe their heart's in the right place, but they don't have their act together, and the money that you're giving is not going to the direct cause. So what you should do is, if you're interested in any of those unsolicited emails, texts, or calls, hang up, read it, but go to a trusted source of information. So there's a couple places you can go. There are others, but there's give.org. There's charitynavigator.org. Both of those organizations will tell you whether or not it's established charity, what they give their money to, if there's any scams or complaints against them. It's a really good way to research the charity organization. In the state of Wisconsin, if they are an organization that's soliciting donations here in Wisconsin, they need to be registered with the Wisconsin Department of Financial Institutions. So you can go to their website and see if it's a legitimate registered charity. And then the other thing you can do with charities, which you can do with pretty much anything, is type the name into your browser within the name scam or fraud or complaint and see if anything comes up. Look at the reviews that are out there about these charities. So those are the unsolicited ones. In terms of links that come to you or texts that have a link, even there, you might see a charity that you think you recognize, that it's a name that looks familiar. And you click on that link and it takes you to a website that looks kind of legit. Well, the reality is there's a lot of links that will take you to what's called a lookalike or an imposter website, and they're not legit. They are a scam, and they're not giving your money away at all. They're taking your money and stealing your identity. So again, it's really incumbent on people to do their research, go to trusted sources of information. Don't click links in your emails and your texts. If you're interested in donating to something that you think is legitimate, open a separate window in your web browser, type in what you think is the right email and go to the correct website. But do not use those links because oftentimes they are phony. You know, the other thing that folks often do is they ask for, you know, if you are in one of these situations and they're asking you for money, they're asking you to donate, you know, through fraudulent means, right? So they'll ask you to use cryptocurrency or peer-to-peer or gift cards. And those, if you do it that way, those aren't necessarily fraudulent. But if you do it that way and it is a fraudulent entity, you're not getting your money back. So, you know, using cryptocurrency, using peer-to-peer, using cash donations, using gift cards, wiring money, those are all red flags that someone wants you to donate in a way that is untraceable or harder to undo. And then you really need to think about, is this a legitimate organization? So those are some tips. But again, visit our website for some more information and be sure to check out those charities at charitynavigator.org or give.org before you donate.
Very good advice. I need some other advice. We've got cold weather here, and those utility scams seem to pop up at this time of the year, probably more than any other time of the year. What should we be looking for in terms of these utility scams that we're seeing?
Yeah, very popular scam that we see right now. We see it again when it gets kind of hot too, because mm-hmm. of the air conditioning in our state. But let me describe the scam for everybody in case they're not familiar with it. You receive a phone call, is the typical nature, and this individual starts to threaten you on the phone about disconnection of your utilities. And they'll say it could be because of past due bills, late payments or consistent late payments. Maybe you incorrectly filed the document, or they come up with some other excuse as to why there needs to be this immediate disconnection unless you act now. They also indicate that there is a work order already in process, a truck on the way. They may give you the amount of your last bill to add some legitimacy to it, that total there. And so they really can put a lot of fear into you as it relates to this and you wanting to act. But they'll take care of it. Just wire them money, give them a gift card, a number, your bank account number so they can do a withdrawal and take care of the payment right away. Sometimes they give you a phone number to call so you can arrange those payments as well. And that phone number is not to the actual utility company that you have services through. So here's what we want you to know as it relates to how a disconnection would really work in our state. First of all, there's a moratorium on disconnections right now in Wisconsin because of our cold weather. If you were connected before November 1st, there cannot be disconnections November 1st through April 15th in our state, because we have regulations in place that prohibit that, because we need to be able to provide heat for people's safety. The utility companies will contact you by mail if your account is overdue, and there's a series of letters that come. And then some local utilities will then go door to door with written notification that they'll leave on the door as a near final step. Then they also have arrangements you can make with them to do payments. You know, if you are behind on your bills, contact your local utility providers and find out what options are available. So come April, you don't have to worry about disconnections, what programs exist, what payment plans might exist, so you can get into balance. And then know that there have been millions of dollars put into resources. The governor announced in November, I believe it was, that $16.6 million had been made available to the Wisconsin Home Energy Assistance Program and the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund. So there is eligibility requirements, and those are based on household income size and energy costs, and you can apply at energybenefits.wi.gov. But there are these resources available that might work for you. Your utility company could know about other resources, and they have those payment plans. So lots of options, and you don't need to respond to that threatening phone call that could come, and certainly report it if you do receive such a call.
So that's great advice again. And I want to turn to one other area that I mentioned we'd talk about, and we haven't yet, and that's subscriptions. Canceling subscriptions and services. I don't know, a service might be a lawn care service, let's say. Not that there is a problem out there with those, but just to give an idea. What advice do you have for people who want to quit a service or want to quit a subscription and can't seem to be able to do it?
Yeah, it's a great question, Larry, and it's something that we struggle with. There's a lot of times it's very easy to sign up and really hard to cancel.
Yeah,
by design. So first of all, you know, this is a bit of an eat your vegetable directive, but you really need to read the terms and conditions about canceling before you sign up for something. So, you know, a lot of times that subscription service is going to have a reoccurring fee, or it's going to have a renewal period, and they have to notify you, but you need to read the terms of that and make sure you're looking for it. So before subscribing or agreeing to anything, look at the company's refund, return, and cancellation policies, and really take note of what those cancellation policies and fees might be. If you make a one-time purchase, make sure that you know if you're agreeing to an automatic renewal. As I say, that's sometimes it's like a great deal at the front end, and then the automatic renewal is where they get you. So you really, really need to pay attention to that. Auto renewals can accompany free trials too. So that's, you know, I tend to get talked into a subscription service for a magazine for, you know, 6 months and then forget about that. So again, put a reminder in your calendar, make sure that you're aware of what you've signed up for. So beyond that, there are companies that make it really difficult for us to cancel, and hoping consumers will be frustrated and they'll give up and not try to cancel their subscription. So if you can't find a way to cancel your subscription in your app, try logging onto the company's website and look for their phone number to be able to cancel. If you are put in a contract with multiple different agents and who use different sales pitches to keep you subscribed, you need to have patience and persevere and continue to try to cancel your service. But let me just say this. If a company makes it nearly impossible for you to cancel and you can't figure out how to cancel and they aren't disclosing how to cancel, that could be an unfair trade practice. So absolutely give us a call, file a complaint with us. It will not be the first time we see a complaint like this. We want to hear about it. perhaps we can resolve it for you at that end, or perhaps we need to investigate further to see if you are one of many people who have been frustrated by their cancellation policies. Mm.
I think that's all great advice, and big thanks to both of you. It's always great to have you on the show. You provide such great information. Michelle and Lara, thanks so much for being with us today. Really appreciate it. Michelle Reinen's the Executive Policy Initiatives Advisor of the Division of Trade and Consumer Protection within the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade and Consumer Protection. And Lara Sutherland is the Administrator for the Division of Trade and Consumer Protection. Always great to have them come by. And it often turns out that they're coming by during one of our year-end member drives, and I want to shift over to that for a few minutes, to talk with you about Wisconsin Public Radio and how it's listener-supported. And your gift right now, it ensures the programs that you rely on have a strong start in the coming year. You make WPR programs possible as we head into the new year, and you do it when you give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And Jason Butler joining me again. Jason, we're making some progress.
This is fantastic. Like we've just been doing really great here. We've got 9 donors so far. Thank you, everyone who's given. Our goal is to get 6 more of you. This goal is set up to make sure that we'll be in a good position to pay for this show, to pay for Larry in the months to come.
What do you think? Let's meet that goal. It happens one gift at a time. Let's start with yours. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of regular guests, don't we?
We do. Yeah, I mean, you know them. Like, these are your good friends who come, all the time. Physical therapist Jill Tyne, Niesenbaum, Lori Tyne, Brody, who help us with our aches and pains, Scott Craven, who is always happy to speculate on your wildlife sightings, the weather guys, and now our consumer protection experts. These are the guests who make your lives richer and just more effective and better.
Well, they cover topics that are part of your everyday life. Okay, so they give advice, they give ideas. Some great advice this last hour and a half with our two guests, Lara and Michelle. But they give great advice, and because you've come to trust and appreciate these guests, I hope you'll support the program with your dollars. Easy to give. Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
Mm-hmm. And we've got a special gift for you today for those of you who are making a gift to us. It's the WPR playing cards. These are beautiful. They are black and white illustrations of Wisconsin wildlife. So there's badgers and bees and bears. Oh, my. support WPR programs with your gift in any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and ask for your deck. Let your family and friends know that WPR is your source for information and inspiration while you're playing with your cards.
Maybe we could have a WPR cribbage tournament or a euchre tournament.
I love that idea.
You'd have to bring your WPR.
I think you're probably going to be the winner there.
Well, I'm pretty good at cribbage and euchre as well, as a matter of fact. We celebrate the season sometimes with that, my daughter Emily and I, at least. What about you? Celebrate the season of giving, this special time between Thanksgiving and the new year. You do it with a gift that doesn't involve wrapping paper or guessing the right size.
And it just takes a few minutes, and you can make this gift for the programs that you enjoy every day of the year. You'll feel really great. Find out at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And maybe you've never given to WPR before. Well, guess what? Today you can find out how It feels pretty good, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's, you just have that warm feeling of having done something good. And you'll be supporting something that you love, something that you use, something that you rely on every day. And because the largest source of our funding for WPR comes from listeners like you, your donation truly makes a difference. So if make your first ever gift of $100 or $10 a month or whatever amount is right for you at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Andreka, and I live in Madison. I started listening when I was a grad student here in 1976. I think I became a member when I returned to Madison as an adult. One reason I love listening is that I'm interested in a lot of different things, and WPR always has a lot of different things. I can hear everything from politics to gardening to travel information. I love just hearing that variety of things.
Give now so you can hear more of the programs you love. Go to WPR.org and click donate. Thank you.
And there's another way to do it, too. You can phone. The number's 888-202-2552 if you want to phone. Otherwise, go to that WPR.org site and make your contribution during our year-end member drive. Larry Mueller here with Jason Butler. Listener supports, we keep saying it, it's our biggest source of funding for the shows you rely on. And that's why your gift of $10 a month, $100 a month, $200 a month, whatever amount you choose, it really has an important impact.
Supporting Wisconsin Public Radio right now is a great thing to do with just a few minutes of your time. All we'll need to do is get your name, contact information, how much you'd like to give, and then how much you want to pay.
And your gift supports the stories and the programs that keep you connected to the world. So give now, and we have like six more to get by the end of the show here. Six more people. You can be one of them. Give now at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
Mm-hmm. Everyone should make a gift that works for them. And you know, for you, that could be a gift of $100 or $200 a month.
And maybe that's what you pay for cable or your family phone plan. Listening to WPR is something you do every day, so put a value on it, like the other things that are important to you. And then go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
A lot of people think that December is the time when they spend in contemplation and they consider what's important to them. And because WPR is important to you, make a gift to support the station that you count on. You'll feel great when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And, you know, maybe you donated a few years back and you feel like, okay, I've already done my part. Well, it's your continued support that makes the news, the conversations, the cultural content on WPR possible today and into the future.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, if it's been a while, this is the perfect time to renew at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. We're looking for that gift that's yours, and we'll be glad to have you back.
And we're done. We still have about five more people to contribute to meet our goal for this hour. So I hope you'll do it right now. Help us meet our goal. WPR, we're listener power. That's why your gift is so important at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And Jason, Heidi had something nice to say to me.
Oh, yeah. Heidi in Santa Rosa Beach, Florida, coming at you from the south. I love listening to Larry, she says. And Brian in Madison says, I appreciate the fine work being done at WPR. Thank you so much, Heidi and Brian. We appreciate that. Larry appreciates that. His producers do, and all of us, to make those programs every week and every day.
Your gift right now is so important. Jason and I are going away here in a few seconds, but if you haven't done it yet, there's still time to do it. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. When you do it, ask for those playing cards. And thank you so much for being with us today and for contributing to the Ideas Network. I'm Larry Mueller with Jason Butler for the Ideas Network.
Thank you.